Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Looking forward to more of your comments on 0636080959, and you can also give us a call on 086000959 onto this now. There are about 60,000 people still awaiting trial in South African prisons, and some have been behind bars for more than 10 years without being sentenced. Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Correctional Services, Khomozo Ramolebeng, is on the line with us. A very good evening to you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Pimela, for having me once again, and good evening to the listeners at home.
We keep having this conversation. Are we moving any closer to finally getting some sort of movement on legislature that will allow us to at least, you know, move on the number of people that are sitting awaiting trial?
Honest reflection, we are not moving at all, because the current stats would make an indication that the current population of inmate in correctional facilities and its dominance is remand detainees, whom are sitting at 61,000, I think 500 and something, over the total population that is in correctional facilities of 166,000.
There seems to be consensus from your colleagues in that portfolio committee that there really doesn't seem to be a sense of urgency. Again, you're seeing that different departments are shifting the blame. Department of Justice saying, well, no, you know, we are only responsible for this. And then others saying, no, we are not really responsible for the courts, so to speak. We're just assisting with the financing thereof and so on. So at which point is there going to be movement, and who's going to take responsibility thereof?
I think you started it on a right question to say that yesterday when we had the Minister of Justice, including the department, to come and present in some of the ailing issues that we've been raising to the department with regards to those who are waiting trial for more than 2 years and not yet been trialed, and we had a case in point where we interacted with one of the inmates in Mthatha Correctional Facility in the female section side, who he was remanded in custody for more than 7 years, and yet her met has not been, she has not started trial as yet, and now with 7 years. And most painful to her side is that those who allegedly are accused with her are outside on bail while she's inside. So yesterday it was quite a bit confusing that the Department of Justice will then make an indication that they're not entirely responsible for the judicial and their decisions. What they do provide is administrational support and financial support. But how they decide on this matter, it lies strictly upon them, and they can't interfere. But what we also learned yesterday is that there are magistrate forums or judicial forums that the judiciary invites key stakeholders, will be police, correctional, who comes in into that space to be able to engage. But what came out yesterday is that the Department of Correctional Services in the JCPS cluster meetings and those forums have not been stressing the agency to deal with remand detainees who are a key contributor in correctional facilities. So that's what we learned yesterday, and it was quite shocking to us, because when they come to the portfolio committee and when we raise issues of remand detainees, they simply say, we can't do anything. And obviously, yes, that's true. They can't do anything because of the Department of Correctional Services, an end user. But actually, remand detainees are supposed to be in custodial of SAPS, because of those people are still being tried. And once they are convicted or are being sentenced, they should be sent in correctional facilities for corrective measures, so that then the department can start its process for rehabilitation and correct the behavior of those certain inmates. But the system now says you become in correctional facilities and you become part of the custodial of the department, so which makes them to be now more dependent in supervising or in supervision of remand detainees. But it was worrying yesterday, and we've learned that today that forum of magistrate is sitting. So we said to the department, when it goes, the national commissioner, also the CDC, Ramolef, was responsible for remand detainees. They must echo and stress the agency for all the Justice Cluster departments to come in and assist in alleviating pressure of remand detainees, especially those who are remanded for more than 2 years.
Yeah.
For instance, the stat that they brought us yesterday, they make an indication that you have those who are still being tried for more than 7 to 10 years. In actual fact, there are 57 who are 7 to 10 years, not yet sentenced. 5 to 7 years is 430, and 10 to 15 years is 5 years. So we know amongst those, there's those who are trialed for Senzo Mayua case, which has taken so long, which the minister was able to unpack. But the judicial or the magistrate forum must be able to expedite cases. But the mock shift yesterday was on the NPA, on the prosecution side, which unfortunate part is that we did not have the NPA coming into the meeting yesterday so that it can be able to speak on their side. But what we have taken addition on yesterday in the portfolio committee is that we will call a joint portfolio committee meeting, which is inclusive of the Department of Justice, which must equally bring its own entities, the NPA, to be part, legal aid, because of some of those issues that are coming from inmates or remand detainees, is that there would be changes of
legal representatives. So,
then if they are represented by legal aid, it will keep on changing their legal counsel, and which makes matters to be postponed. And while they're postponed, you are still detained or in a correctional facility. You are reminded in a correctional facility. So we said those components then must come also in that portfolio committee meeting. Call police as well. Home Affairs on issues of foreign nationals who are remanded and who are equally sentenced. International relations on bilaterals for inmate exchange programs with other countries, especially other countries, because of their dominance in correctional facilities. We took that decision yesterday based on the engagements we had with the Justice Department, that perhaps we must go that route and go to the core issues of what's happening.
So with regards to the recommended additions to the Criminal Procedure Act, which obviously, once promulgated by law by Parliament, things may shift. How far is Parliament's work on that?
What was learned yesterday is that the bill is still with Cabinet. So once Cabinet would have had its own bite on it, and that's what the Minister would have taken us through. Once the Cabinet has taken its posture on the matter and has finalized it, then it will be taken back to Parliament, and which will go to the Portfolio Committee on Justice. Now then there will be engagements where equally ourselves as correctional, if on part of legislation like the 63A application of the Criminal Procedure Act, which talks to the alleviating pressure of overcrowding in correctional facilities, where head of centers are allowed to then make a referral applications to the magistrate for release of certain inmates to alleviate pressure, but looking at those who are classified as minor petty crimes, will then make submissions or make input in such a bill, like the immigration one. When Home Affairs was entrusted in it, we were allowed to make a submission as the portfolio committee on our stand on deportation of foreign national inmates who are sentenced in correctional facilities. So when that process comes to Parliament, when it's concluded in Cabinet, then there will be that process of engagement. And I think there will be public hearings, or all stakeholders will be called to make input or hear their views. But I think the Portfolio Committee on Justice will be best suited, Pimelo, to be able to take you through on that.
I really appreciate that. Thank you so much for your time. That is Khumozo Ramolobeng, who is the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Correctional Services. Thank you so much for your time this evening.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.